Welcome in to the She's Electric podcast presented by Hyundai, episode 4. I tell you what, guys, there is a whole lot of love in this episode. We have Carissa Moore and Leihani Zorek come on and talk to us about their incredible friendship and this really unique journey of how they met each other and how their culture and just their love for the environment and passing on knowledge has kind of brought them together and created this really beautiful connection between the two. We talk things about Carissa's career, Leihani's career, both of their cultures, whether it be Aboriginal or Hawaiian. And I think it's going to be probably one of our most inspirational episodes. So tune in, guys. It's such an incredible 50 minutes of us just bonding, and so much love went into this. So tune in, guys, and enjoy. Okay, amazing. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you, Carissa and Leihani, for coming on. This is a really unique but cool episode to have you guys on here. So first of all, big welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you both here. Now, I like to start off the show in a very similar way each time. So I guess I'll ask you guys some questions and I'll probably get you, Carissa, to answer first, and I'll get Leihani to answer afterwards. But basically, for us to get to know each other, I feel like I know Leih pretty well, but Chris is my first time meeting you. I like to dive in and do a couple little fun questions that are just a bit more personalized for our audience and myself, sorry, to get to know each other a little bit more. So first of all, I'll go first question for you, Carissa, and then we'll get you to answer, Leihani. If you were told you could only listen to 3 songs on repeat for the rest of your life, what would they be?
I really like the song I Need You by Lily Miola. I like, what's another good song? I don't know. There's definitely probably Queen by Kita Alexander. And then I think it's Lights by Ellie Goulding.
Ooh, I like, there's a good choice. They're all kind of like fresh and fun, groovy songs, which is cool. I like it. Leihani, what about you?
Probably 6 months in a Leaky Boat and Thonio and Other Side. Yeah. 2 of those songs are off of the Modern Collective movie, the surf movie.
I like it, Leihani. I like it a lot. Okay, moving on through to another kind of personalized question. Carissa, we'll start with you again. Your last ever meal, entree, main, dessert, what are we eating?
I think I'd probably have salmon. I love salmon, a nice salad of some sort with brown rice and furikake on top. And then a dessert, probably just a scoop of banana ice cream with mac nut honey butter on top.
Oh my gosh, this sounds incredible. Leihani looks hungry after that.
For the entree, probably onion rings. For the main course, Subway. And for the dessert, in the pink ice cream or banana.
Ooh, I like this. Amazing. I love how the main course is Subway. That is so unique. That's awesome.
I love Subway.
Me too. We'll do one last get to know each other question. So this one's a little bit more of a cheeky one, and I can give an example of myself. So it's your guilty pleasure. So mine is I always, before a flight, have a cookies and cream Hershey's bar. It's just my little, I know I shouldn't, but I just have to. So Carissa, what was yours be?
I love muffins. We have a really lovely coffee shop where I live, and they make really, really, really good muffins, and it's a different flavor every day of the week, so probably one of their muffins.
Oh my goodness, that sounds amazing. Leihani, what about you?
I don't know if they have it in Hawaii, but they have it in Australia, and they're called Splites, or Splits, or whatever they're called, and they're this, like, ice cream, and it just tastes so good. And I sometimes have 2 a night, and I probably shouldn't have that many because the nutrition information is, it's got a lot of sugar in it, but it's just so delicious and yummy.
If it tastes good, we just don't look at the packaging.
Agree. I was also going to say, Leih, at your age at 12, just enjoy eating whatever you want because you just burn it off.
Definitely.
Especially with how much you serve.
Definitely.
Literally, eat whatever you want. But Guys, again, I love getting to know, and I think it's a really fun way to start the show. So thank you so much for answering my little rapid fire questions. But let's get into the show. So you guys have a really incredible relationship and you've started your journey a fair way back. There's actually a really cool photo of you, Carissa, holding baby Leihani, which is insane. Carissa, do you want to take me through, I guess, how you guys met and what your journey's like so far?
I don't really remember the very, very first time I met Lei, but definitely being on the Gold Coast, we've crossed paths several times. I think we were on the same like team when we did those like team events pre the event, and then we kind of just started talking through Instagram and direct message, and we came, you know, I became a really big fan of Lei, and she's just brought so much light into my life, and then. I think it was the year after COVID, we got to meet up on the Gold Coast for a surf at Diva. And then the next year she came to Hawaii, or a couple years after that, she came to Hawaii and stayed with me.
Amazing. I think you guys have such a unique relationship. Like there's not many, I feel like, international relationships like there is yours. There's a lot of people you see, you have mentors. If you have someone from your home break, for example, Laura and I from the same home beach, so Laura's always acted like a mentor for me. So for you guys to have each other and you're on opposite sides of the world, that is incredible. You mentioned that you guys got to surf in that WSL Jirokai event. Leihani, you would have been 5 years old. Did you realize like what was going on at 5 years old? Like you were in a team with some of the biggest surfers in the world.
I know. I don't know really what to say. Yeah, definitely. I was mind blown that I got to be partnered up with Carissa. I think the first one I was with Macy, and that was a pleasure being with her as a team partner. But yeah, it was so good because I think we got to surf D-Bar and there was no one out. So I was super pumped about that too. But yeah, Carissa, she's just been my hero ever since day one.
Thanks, Lei.
I feel like I've seen, ever since I've known you, Lei, I've known how much love you have for Carissa. And then it's been really cool for your kind of paths to cross and see how your journey has kind of flourished so far between the two of you. Carissa, how many five-year-olds do you come across that have the talent that Leihani has?
You know, I think in the beginning, it wasn't necessarily her talent that really stroke a chord with me. It was her heart and just her personality and her big smile and her sense of aloha and just her kindness and compassion. And I think you touched upon it. I think it really shines through in her character even to today. And something that for me, I think I value even more than your talent. I think there's a lot of really great surfers out there, but like how can you use that platform and how can you use your journey to share more love and positivity and be a, you know, a inspiration to those around you. And I think Lei is one of those people who really lifts people up. And I saw that and I just was really attracted to that. I think she definitely, I don't know, she brings joy. And I think that attracts good people. And I hope, for me, that's what attracted me to Lei in the beginning was just her joy.
Isn't that crazy that she was 5 years old as well and you could kind of feel that essence? And I really feel like that's stuck with you, Lei, now, you know, being 12 years old and still so incredibly talented. Like, I'm not sure if you keep up with Leihani's, like, competitive career, but she is winning everything over here in the Junior Series. She's so incredible. And another thing I guess you guys would share as well is the fact that you both have a really strong relationship with your dad and both of your dads have been really influential in your career. And obviously Leihani, yours is just starting. Carissa, you've just entered this whole new world. Talk to me, do you guys seem to bond over that as well? I mean, Carissa, how was it having, you know, your dad in your corner for your career?
I can't imagine looking back, sharing my journey and my career with anyone else other than my dad. I feel really fortunate to have had that really close relationship. I think it really helped me push me in ways that I don't think a normal coach could have. And then getting to share that with a parent was extra, extra special. Obviously, it was an imperfect journey at times. Like, you know, as any daughter and dad would, we would butt heads. But I think it allowed for us to kind of like get deeper and reach new levels and like strive for more. And there's like really no one who could push me like my dad did. And then Lei was just here in Hawaii with her dad, Clay, and they were working kind of with my dad on some stuff over here in Hawaii. And it was like just really special to see her relationship with Clay. And then, you know, my dad has been doing a little bit more coaching with other people now that I've kind of like stepped away and just I'm taking a little bit of a break right now. And he's just really loving it. I think he loves seeing Lei and Clay's dynamic and trying to assist in any way that he can and like share what we've learned on our journey. So hopefully that it's helpful in some small way.
Lei, that would be really cool for you as well to see that your greatest idol has a really similar relationship with her dad, similar to you and your dad, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like Carissa said, I've just been over in Hawaii and I got to meet her dad. And yeah, I definitely could see, yeah, like when I was there, my dad and her dad, I could see they both had like something that's like they both have this kind of a similar like reaction to things, I feel like. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. And something quite peculiar. Something
shimmering and bright.
Ever tried a road trip like this? Under the Milky Way. Now you can.
I think having a dad in your corner is the best thing ever. I'm really close with my dad as well, and he's my biggest supporter in whatever I decide to do. So I think like a lot of people would probably underestimate how that bond is to have your dad on your journey, whether it's surfing or whatever you decide to do. So I think that's something really cool that you guys share as well, and it probably adds to your love for each other. Carissa, I would love to stick with you just for a second because I have so many just questions I would love to ask you. You have had one of the most incredible careers, and I've watched you since I was a little girl as well. And you're a 5-time world champion, you've won an Olympic gold medal, you've literally ticked every single box. Take me back to the early days though. What were you doing when you were Lei Harning's age?
When I was 12, I like to think I was kind of doing what Lei was doing, you know, going to school, surfing on my free time, spending time with my family and friends, just being a kid, enjoying being a kid, hanging out with my sister. It seems like Lei and her brother Atlas have a really good relationship. It was actually earlier this year when she had come to Hawaii. It was kind of like a full circle moment for me because I took my first trip to Australia, to the Gold Coast. And so I think I was just about like, just scratching the surface of seeing the world at that time and traveling. But school was very important. Family was very important. Everything was just really, really fun. And yeah, I think that's kind of like, but sort of around the time where things started to get a little bit more serious and committed on my journey as well.
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of, there is like career similarities, I would say, between you and Lei Harning. Carissa, you go from your junior career and then you go on tour. I have spoken to Molly Lane. We had an episode with Laura as well, and getting to speak to all of them about their time on tour, they all have really interesting insights into what tour life was like. And I feel like for someone like myself, and especially for someone like Lei Harning, any insights are amazing. So can you tell me what your time was like on tour as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's just, I mean, obviously it's what I dreamed of as a young girl when I was Lei's age. I remember having a more serious conversation with my dad about being like, hey, I really want to be a professional surfer. I want to be on the tour. And I don't really think I understood what that meant until I actually arrived, because it was such a steep learning curve. Like rookie year that was the first time I was away from home, living out of a suitcase for multiple weeks at a time. I was still going to school. So trying to balance a social life and family life and then trying to find my place on tour, it was like an out of my skin experience. I definitely did not feel confident or comfortable. And going to all these spots that were very foreign to me, trying to just figure it out, like, okay, like, who's my friend on this tour? It can be very lonely at times. And then when you're not doing well and maybe not like achieving where what you thought you'd be achieving and dealing with all the stress and pressure that comes along with this like next level tour, it was a lot. So it took like, it definitely took me a few events and it took me a minute to kind of just like breathe, reconnect with the things that are most important, the joy of surfing, keeping it super simple, kind of putting those blinders on. But once I found my way, it was just super, super fun. It was all that I could have dreamed of and more.
I feel like Laura actually spoke about something really similar. She said her first year on tour, she came out with a third at the first event at Snapper, and then she just consistently lost and sat on the bubble. And she mentioned, just like you said, how you had to reconnect. She said in 2016, she took a year and she just chased swells. Like as soon as she got lost out in a CT event, she went to Fiji, she went to Hawaii. She was chasing all these big swells. For someone like Leihani, who obviously the tour is a massive aspiration for her, that first year on tour, what would be, I guess, like your best bit of kind of your career guidebook to surviving that rookie year? Because I feel like the CT has a really beautiful way of humbling people on their first year on tour.
Yeah, well, I honestly am not too worried about Leigh, just because I've kind of seen her family dynamic and her support crew, and I think she has a really good head on her shoulders, and I think she's very grounded in the right things. You know, I think obviously we all want to get the result, right? But I think that she really values being kind to people and loving people along the way. And I think because just in life, we are going to lose more than we win. How do you define success, and how do you like leave a sprinkle of goodness wherever you go to feel like you're winning no matter what? And I think for me, that's the biggest piece of advice I'd give away is just like, hey, like, don't put so much pressure on yourself, and there's no such thing as failing. I think all of those shortcomings, they're just ways to learn, and those like shine lights on your weaknesses and how you can get better. And, you know, enjoy the wins when they come, and when they don't come, find ways to like still find the positives and shake it off and keep going, you know. And that's just a part of it. That's what a journey looks like. And for me, the journey isn't made up of just the wins. It's made up of all the little wins along the way. It's the time I've spent with people and the family and friends I've made along the way, and the memories, and, you know, whether that's like going on a safari or going wine tasting in West Oz, or, I don't know, eating a delicious muffin up at D-Bog Cafe with some friends. Like, there's just been all these little moments along the way that I really look back and treasure. And that truly has been the best part of the whole thing.
Leihani, this must be incredible for you to be able to sit here and kind of take off these bits of wisdom from one of the greats of our sport.
Yeah, for sure. Like, all her achievements, that's like what I've always ever dreamt of doing since I was 3 years old. Like, from winning an Olympic gold medal to winning 5 world titles and being such a kind person in and out of the water. It's just, yeah, that's just mental.
I love it. I love you two together. Carissa, like I mentioned earlier, we did an episode with Lane Beachley not too long ago. And I would say that you and Lane are very different people, but you both have this incredible ability to stay super driven and go after your goals and achieve your dreams. And you're both world champions, which is incredible. And Lane's word for word, when I asked her what it was like to win a world title, she said, "It was immense relief and immense satisfaction," and then shortly followed it up with, "but it was more satisfaction for my peers because they finally took a sigh of relief saying, thank God she won." And obviously Lane spent a lot of time kind of proclaiming that she was going to be a world champion. She was always putting it out there. I feel like your journey and maybe your first world title may have felt a little bit different. Can you tell me what it was like for someone like myself and Leihani, who would dream of winning a world title one day? What is it actually like?
I definitely think it is a bit of relief, I guess, just to feel like, oh yeah, I made it. I finally did it. I think there's a lot of doubt until you finally reach the top. And it's hard to actually like put into words for a while when you get there, because it's also like not what you expect it to be. I think when you reach the top of the mountain, you're kind of like, okay, like all of my problems are gonna melt away. I'm gonna have something figured out. And the reality is like, no, you don't. Like, you're still the same. Like, I was still the same awkward teenager who was had some family, you know, issues with family dynamics, and still had to go to school and like just figuring out boyfriends and relationships. And so it's like, yeah, it's awesome, but it's like, it's kind of not what you expect it to be. But it is, it's that magic of not knowing that I think you have to like bottle that up and like just keep chasing after, because that's what keeps that like fire burning, you know. It's just, it is a little bit different than you expect, but I think that not knowing is definitely magic. So keep that magic in your dream, Lay.
Thank you.
I absolutely love the fact, I feel like Lade almost was going down the same path. She was like, it's almost not what you expect. Like, it's so great and it's so cool. And it's like, whoa, okay, what's next? It's kind of like on to the next. So thank you for that insight. I do really appreciate it. And Carissa, one last career question. I'm sorry, I have so many for you. But is there like 1 year on tour, or I guess one specific experience you had during your time that really stands out to you more than others that you would love to share?
I feel very fortunate. There's been a lot of moments that are near and dear to my heart, and I look back and smile on my journey. I definitely think getting to win my third world title at home at Honolulu Bay in front of all my family and friends, and the waves were absolutely pumping. Just to kind of have it all come together was really, really special, and one that I like just smile looking back and thinking upon. So, yeah, it would be one of those days that I would love to go back and relive. It was a lot of fun.
Ever been hooked from the first wave? Or given a pathway to shine? Ever found your tribe amongst the noise? Or sacrificed to stand out amongst your peers? Ever felt the support that gives you the strength to keep going, or paddled into the unimaginable? Ever met a generation that knows no bounds? Now you can.
And now if we think back to like your early days, and like we're talking like what you're doing when you're Leihani's age, you are obviously such a big inspiration and such an incredible role model, not just for Leihani, but so many people across the world, more people than I feel like you would even realize. How important do you think it is for someone like Leihani in her part of her career to have someone like a mentor or someone who's been through it like yourself to kind of help guide and just, I feel like, soften the edges a little bit on her journey?
Oof. I mean, I don't want to take any credit. And it's never been like this formal role of mentorship. Mm. I think it's just been a sweet organic friendship that has been built over time. And I'm here if Lay ever needs anything. I'm only a text away. It's really just been fun to like share quotes or pictures or stay up to date. I mean, she sent me this incredible clip of the air she did recently. I can't wait for the world to see it. So it's just like this, like, just, I like staying up to date with her life and what she's got going on, and obviously, you know, her coming over here and visiting, and you know, she bought me some baby gifts for the baby girl coming, and you know, I don't know, I think the best kind of mentors aren't necessarily the ones that are going to tell you what to do, but they live the way that you like live, as a great example. And so I just hope for Lay, like, it's not, you know, I don't want to just talk the talk. I want to walk the walk. And hopefully she sees it's not necessarily what I say, but hopefully how we interact with each other and the feelings that she can take from our relationship that can inspire and empower her to do the same for somebody else. I know there's been so many mentors in my life who have helped me navigate the challenges, because there's just so much power in learning from someone who has been through it before you, you know? So, yeah, a lot of the reason why I enjoyed just being present in any way that I can is because so many people have been there for me on my journey.
Leihani, there's this term called recompense, and basically it means paying it forward or kind of returning kind is the exact definition of it. And I feel like that is pretty much exactly what Carissa is saying and what she is doing for you. She's passing on, or I guess just being a part of your journey, just purely for the fact that it's just incredible for you to experience this. How has your relationship with Carissa been for you? Because I feel like this is such a special thing that you have going for you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so grateful to have the Moore family in my corner. And yeah, I'm like, Carissa is the best person to look up to because, like, for all different reasons, like, it's endless. And like, I'm just so grateful to have her in my corner all the time. And like, yeah, I was lucky enough to go to Hawaii once. And then, yeah, I got to go twice, which is, I can't believe it.
Talk to me about Hawaii. How was that experience for you?
It was so good. The first one, I feel like it wasn't all about surfing. It was more about learning about the Hawaiian culture. And we got to take a pic at the Duke statue. We got to have hula pie. Hey. And we got to go to the museum. And we got to do all sorts of fun stuff. And the last one, it was more about the surfing. And I just had so much fun surfing with all my friends, like Sunny Girl and Boy, Chesney, Rowan, Oliver, everybody, and Ma'oli. It was just all so fun, and yeah, and I miss surfing koalas.
How do you find being in Hawaii? How does that kind of differ from being back home in Oz? Is it kind of feel like a really different place to what we have back here?
Definitely, like, the waves are a lot more powerful, and like, I feel like the waves there are kind of similar to Western Australia, because I went to WA before I went to Hawaii for the TID camp, the Talent ID, and there's a lot of similarities in the waves, but yeah, like, where I live at Broken Head, it's like super soft and like mallow and that when you're surfing, to compare to like a lot of the breaks over there. Like, even surfing little waves, it's still not as like easy as it seems. Like, it's still like got a lot more power than the waves over here, for sure.
And you mentioned that the first time you went, you got to embrace the beautiful Hawaiian culture. And Chris, I feel like you embody that so beautifully. Leihani, what was your first kind of takes on what was happening over there in Hawaii and their culture?
Well, I'm like, the Aboriginal culture over here, I feel like they've got Hawaiian culture and Aboriginal culture have got a lot of things that are very similar, because they're both about respecting the elders, looking after country, and yeah, just embracing your culture. And yeah.
And did you get to showcase any of your culture over there while you're there too?
Yeah, I got to show Riss a couple photos of like me representing my culture, I feel like. And yeah, just on my birthday, we got to go into a shop. Was it called I forgot what it was called, but I had a really good breakfast there. And before we left, this guy came up to Carissa and said, "I'm so proud of you, because like, you've just represented Hawaii, like our country, island, as like good as you can. Like, that's crazy, and like, good job, and I like, you inspire me so much, and like, I hope I can do that one day, like Carissa and Kathy Freeman have done." And yeah, that's really my end goal, is just to represent my culture as best as I can and show the world who I am and my culture. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really cool. I just wanted to touch upon, because Leigh actually has her art, I think your artwork behind you.
Yeah.
And so that was another way that she actually made me a custom piece. And it's so beautiful. And I would love you to share, Leigh, but I'm pretty sure she uses her artwork to share, you know, impact her community positively.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really rad. So if you want to share a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead, Leigh.
Well, this photo behind me, I painted this one for Callum Robson. And I got to go to Stab High. I was one of the ladybirds at this year's Stab High. And the way I got there was painting heaps of paintings to get there, because, like, I don't have a lot of, like, I'm not rich or anything, but yeah, so that's how I got to Stab High. But yeah, I feel like painting, it's like, it's just showing, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's really hard, but then it's really easy in ways because it's just showing you like my culture and like it, like different mean, like there's different meanings, and I use some of the language in my culture to represent that. Like this one behind me, this one means rainbow, which means should be on the back here. And yeah, so here it says, wait, it's back the front. Here we go. It means Walkin, and that means rainbow. And yeah, so that's kind of how it's like to represent my culture. But yeah, it's not all just about winning and and holding a fight.
I feel like that's something really unique that you guys both share as well. You're so passionate about your culture, and Leihani, you do it so beautifully. And I didn't know that. That's how you got to Stab High, by painting so many different paintings, which is such a unique and incredible way to get to Japan, which was a really cool experience for you. Who else did you paint paintings for? Because I love your art, and I love seeing how you embrace yourself through other ways than surfing as well. So tell me more about this journey and how you kind of got yourself there.
So it all started off, so my mum, she's really good at painting. She taught me all different techniques and skills and that. And I guess, yeah, she's my inspiration for artworks and that. And she's got a lot of deep knowledge in Aboriginal culture and our culture, like our mob Yuid culture. And yeah, I guess I'm just so grateful for everything that she's taught to me, because if I didn't have her in my life, I probably wouldn't be here right now. So yeah, I'm super grateful for her and everybody else that has helped me throughout like this little part of my life.
And Carissa, how has your culture kind of influenced you, and how does it still play a role in you day to day?
I mean, I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for where I grew up. I really feel a strong sense of community and the Aloha spirit. And I really think that that has influenced the way that I compete and how I travel. And I'm always trying to find that sense of community on the road and that sense of love. I think that I really feed off of that. And I think that's helped me to perform my best throughout my career. And I think this idea of, like Lei touched upon, just respecting your elders, respecting those who have come before you, treading lightly wherever you go, taking the time to listen and understand and put yourself in other people's shoes, giving without wanting anything in return. I think these are all like types of just the values that I try and code I try to live by my whole life, and try to compete through those ways. And I think it's something that I will carry with me throughout the rest of my life.
I think the way that something that makes such a, not a great competitor, but a beautiful person, is the fact that if you can like take the knowledge of the people before you and apply that and then pass it forward again. And it's just like this journey of love and history and culture. And I think both of you do that so beautifully in your career, and it translates into your surfing. And I feel like you can see the connection that both of you have with the ocean. Carissa, you also started More Aloha. Could you tell me, and I guess everyone listening, a bit more about that?
Yeah, so More Aloha is my charitable foundation, and I started it back in 2018. And it's really something that is just near and dear to my heart. It's something I'm super passionate about. I'm excited to spend more time and energy on now that I have a little bit of more open time. But it really started with this idea of mentorship. And, you know, growing up in the sport of surfing, I didn't really feel like there were as many opportunities for young girls. So it really started off with like surfing and just wanting to mentor young girls and give them an opportunity to like learn from other coaches and make that connection, you know? And then it flourished into like, okay, like how can I share like the tools and resources that I have learned gained through my journey and help others create a life of positivity, passion, and purpose. And just kind of seeing how heavy the world can be at times mentally, right? And just being able, they're like, it comes in waves. So how can I help other girls and women like navigate those waves? And so that's kind of where we are now. And we do probably 6 to 7 in-person events a year. And then we have a mentorship program that we do maybe 3 to 4 a year. And then we do a scholarship. So it's growing. I'm super excited. It's been really fun to connect with other women and girls who are going through similar things as I am. As much as it's about giving and sharing my resources, I feel like I've learned and taken so much from the women and girls I get to spend time with.
Ever been hooked from the first wave? Or given a pathway to shine? Ever found your tribe amongst the noise? Or sacrificed to stand out amongst your peers? Ever felt the support that gives you the strength to keep going? Or paddled into the unimaginable? Ever met a generation that knows no bounds? Now you can.
It's funny, chatting to Laura in our recent episode, she was saying that when she was on tour, she wished there was something like more Aloha or something like She's Electric, where it was a platform where you didn't feel alone and you felt like there was other people going through what you were going through at the same time, and knowing that like you weren't isolated from the rest of the world. And I feel like there is beauty in people and having people you love around you. Leihani, for you to grow up with platforms like More Aloha and now She's Electric and everything that Surfing Oz does here, that must be incredible for you to know that there are so many different resources for you throughout your career.
Yeah, definitely. Like, at the start of the year, I got selected for the talent ID thing. And so I've been able to use a lot of the resources up here. And if I didn't have them, I definitely can't afford to like buy like jet skis and that. So I'm super grateful for that. And the More Aloha, like all that stuff, it's super like I'm so like happy about like being able to be a part of it, because it's all about like being authentic, being yourself, giving things a go, being courageous. And I feel I feel like a lot of girls, we should all like try and live up to that, because it's such a great quote. And like, yeah, I feel like that's something that I would love to live by. And yeah, I'm just so grateful for everything and all the opportunities. And yeah, I wish I could one day be in the She's Electric, because it seems like such a great event. And yeah.
Feels like there's a lot of love in this podcast right now. I just love getting to know the both of you and knowing more. It even just about More Aloha. Carissa, what is there long-term goals, I guess, you have for More Aloha, or what does the future look like?
The future is unknown, but I think that contains a world of possibilities, which I'm super excited about. It's the first time that I have a small team behind me. So I have there's five of us. And so we're actually doing our first meeting in person in December. We're going to spend a couple of days just kind of brainstorming about what we want to do and how big we want to go in the next couple of years. I definitely want to keep expanding the events and programs and going to some different places. Hopefully even coming to Australia and doing something with Leigh. I know that she had expressed wanting to do one where she lives. And then I had someone from West Oz reach out. And so I'd love to go a little bit more international and trying to do some more global exchanges with different parts of the world. We do quite a few events on Oahu, and I'd like to go to the outer islands. And then maybe in the future, one day creating a space that's an actual place where women and girls can go on a weekly or daily basis if they want to just tap into our resources and talk to mentors or be part of workshops and stuff. So I'm really excited. I feel really, really grateful for the small team that I have. They work really hard and they believe in the vision and wanting to share more love. And so I don't really know what it looks like, but I'm excited. I'm excited that I have this blank canvas to work with.
I feel like that's the best part of not knowing what the final product is going to look like, but knowing no matter what, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. And from what it sounds like, this seems incredible. Is it only kind of how can anyone be a part of it?
So right now, I think that's the biggest part of growing, right? A brand or a business or a nonprofit is finding ways that you can bring people in and have it make sense. You know, right now we just have events or scholarships or mentorships that girls and women can sign up for. But I really want to create a meaningful volunteer program as well for women and girls who have been a part of the program to come back and help that next generation of girls and women. So I think it's just figuring out how we're going to do that. Because I want it not just to be a one-time thing. I want people to feel like they can invest themselves and graduate through different, like, different events and pick up things along the way. So we're figuring it out. We're gonna, like, eventually have, like, a really nice, we have a landing page right now, moraloha.com, but we're kind of revamping it. Hopefully going into Jan 2025, it'll be a place where you can really, like, okay, clear, precise, this is where I go for the information I need and how I get involved. So keep an eye out and stay up to date with our Instagram, Moraloha.
And you obviously are taking a bit of time off and you have a baby, your first baby on the way, which is so exciting. Congratulations. Is it kind of a fun new light that you get to focus on something other than just competitive surfing right now, where, yes, you're pregnant and you're going through this beautiful time of life, that you're also really focusing on Moraloha and growing that into what seems it's going to be an incredible kind of and community, really?
Thank you so much. It's been a very beautiful time, but also challenging. There's been so many changes physically, mentally, emotionally during this time. I give so much credit and appreciation for those moms out there. Like, now actually being in this position of a huge transition, I'm like, whoa, you guys are superheroes. I haven't even birthed my baby yet, but you guys are just like, in like those nine and 10 months, just like what women go through. It's like, it's really hard to sympathize and relate unless you've actually been through it. And so being in the trenches right now, I'm just like, who am I? I had been a competitive surfer for most of my life. And all of a sudden I'm like only surfing a couple times a week. I'm graduated to my husband's board. I'm doing a few cutbacks from like when I was like surfing barrels just a few months ago. It's like, holy moly. But like you said, I think what is so cool about the unknown is, yes, it can be super scary because everything's out of your control, but it's also like there is so much possibility and there's so much good that can happen. So I'm really just trying to like lean into like, hey, like, I mean, I think I keep thinking like, how would I feel if I was, you know, still on tour and doing that? And obviously it's beautiful and it's challenging. It's challenging every year in a new and different way, but it's nice to be able to challenge myself and evolve as a human being in a totally new way. You know, it scares me, but I'm also, it's like super exciting. And I'm excited to take on this new role and this new chapter and then seeing what that looks like as an athlete, you know, too. Like I still have big surfing dreams. But yeah, having some time off, I've really never stepped off the treadmill my whole life. This is my first time actually stepping off the treadmill, kind of adjusting the pace and spending time on some other things and just being like sitting on my couch in the afternoon and like scrapbooking. Like I never do that. So I'm just trying to like enjoy that for the time being. And it's good. It's really good.
It's interesting speaking to you, speaking to Lane and Laura. Laura obviously came off tour and then went like steam trained into this big wave tour, and she released her movie and kind of just all of this incredible stuff came post competition. I feel like it's the same for even like Coco Ho. Like I'm seeing all the stuff she's doing at the moment. It's so incredible. Leihani, for you coming up, obviously right now competing is your whole life, but is it really interesting for you to be able to see people like Carissa and like all of your idols kind of have a different avenue and know that it's okay if competitive surfing doesn't work out because there are so many different opportunities for women in just the surf and ocean kind of industry?
Yeah, definitely. Like yesterday afternoon, I went and tagged along with my brother and his footy team and I played a mini match of AFL and like I enjoyed it heaps. And like if surfing doesn't, like if my dreams don't work out for that, I've got like other things I'm like I love and doing, and that like I said, I love painting, and then I love doing AFL, and I'm kind of smart, I don't know, but yeah, I want to be an interior designer or a doctor or something like that. Wow. But yeah, definitely I really hope I can become a pro surfer or like be the greatest female athlete of all time. Like that's my end, like that's my goal I want to try achieve. And yeah, and hopefully get sponsored by Subway one day.
I love that. I love it.
It's amazing. And I think no matter where you go, like, whatever happens, you're such a bright light and you bring so much joy everywhere you go. And it's amazing that you and Carissa's paths are crossed, because now Carissa gets to feel your love and your joy, and vice versa, like, you get to feel Carissa's. I do have a photo I'm going to pull up, and I'm not sure if I'm blurry on anyone's screen, but now that you have your own baby on the way, Carissa, we should almost recreate this photo of Riss and baby Lay with the new baby coming through.
I think we should, for sure. Lay, we got to.
What do you do when they say it can't be done? You try it anyway. Try a road trip like this? Under the Milky Way tonight. Now you can.
Yeah, definitely.
Where do you see this relationship going for the both of you? Because I feel like coming into this, I almost thought it was a mentorship, but now after sitting here with you guys for the past 40 minutes, I realize it's just a beautiful friendship. So is this kind of just how it's going to pan out, this is gorgeous friendship that's just going to keep growing?
I think so. I mean, I'm here, Lay, whenever you need me. I kind of look at a relationship as like a big sis, little sis kind of a thing. Like, you kind of stuck with me. So I hope you don't mind. And I think what's really beautiful about certain types of friendships is you don't need to be with them all the time. You don't need to. But when you see each other, you pick up right from where you left off. And I hope that that's the kind of friendship that we can have. I think those are like the best types of friendships. It's like, hey, your friend, that friend's always going to be there. Maybe I don't need to text or talk or call or be with them all the time, but, you know, we will make that effort. And when we do meet up, it's going to be great. And I think, you know, as long as Lay wants me there, I'm here. And it'll be fun to keep up with her journey and have her involved in mine as we have our baby girl and watch her grow and get to learn from Lay. And Lay will, I'm sure, end up being her hero. So it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah.
And Lehani, what are your goals? What do you want for your surfing?
Well, I want to have fun for as long as I can, and like, I want to surf forever, like until the day I die, because it's just my passion, and I never want to stop surfing no matter what. And but yeah, I definitely I would love to become a pro surfer one day and win world titles, Olympic gold medals, and yeah, inspire people like Carissa does. And yeah, that's like what I want. But if I don't, then like I said, I've got other plans that I would like to do as well. But yeah, definitely surfing, being a pro is like, yeah, that's what I want to be. But yeah, I really want to be the greatest female athlete of all time. Like, I think that'd be really cool.
And Lehani, you've, like we just touched, have this beautiful friendship with Carissa, who just happens to be this 5-time world champion, this incredible, beautiful woman in our sport that we're all so lucky to have. You have obviously got to spend a lot of time with her. What's one piece of advice, if you could pay it forward, if you could use that word recompense and now pay it forward to everyone listening, what's one piece of advice Carissa has given you that has kind of like changed the way you thought about anything?
The first time I went to Hawaii, she made this little gift pack up, and there was this little photo frame, and on the bottom of it, it said, lead with love, live with courage, and be your authentic self. And I feel like that is such a beautiful piece of advice. Like, I try and live up to that every day. And yeah. Yeah. I put a photo in the frame of me and Carissa at the Duke statue, because that was one of my highlights from that trip.
Oh my goodness. The tears are about to start flowing right now. Carissa, I'd love to ask you the same question. What's something that you've learned from Lehani that has kind of inspired you in a way?
I think the biggest thing that I've been really inspired by Lay, obviously her joy, but just at such a young age, being able to like think outside herself. It's not about me, me, me. It's about how can I do good for others. And it was really cool because when she came in the beginning of this year, it was like really important for her to visit this nonprofit that like helps kids who have lost someone. So we made it a priority to like go to this place. I had never been there before, never heard of their nonprofit. And we like showed up and she like interacted with the kids and she gave what she could, right? She like literally took a little Lilo and Stitch thing from her Crocs and gave it to this girl who also had Crocs. And I think just like to see that in such a young person gives you a lot of hope for the future. And you're like, okay, we just need more Lays out there. How can we multiply her? You know, but I think, and it also came at a time where, you know, I had announced leaving, competing from the championship tour, like full time. I had just lost like first round at Pipe, like the farthest thing of how I had envisioned it all going. And I was so bummed. And literally Lay showed up the next day and kind of just reminded me about like what it's all about, right? Which is like sharing that love, going surfing, having fun, and like being that little kid. Don't forget to be that little kid inside. Like, I don't know. Like, I think a lot of us like put those layers on year after year and all that stuff just like weighs us down. And I just think it was just so nice to be around her energy that was so pure and so genuine and so untainted. And I think for me, that was like, it came at just the right time that I needed it to kind of put everything in perspective. You know, like I had this whole idea how everything was going to go. Everything went farthest from how I thought it would go this year, you know, but it's been so beautiful in other ways. And I really thank you, Lay, for coming and kind of being my savior at that time. And kind of set the tone for the rest of the year for me. So thank you.
Well, I just thank you for letting, like, inviting me to come and stay. Because, like, that's just phenomenal. Like, it's mind-blowing.
You're always welcome. Like,
all the kids in my class, they said to me before I left to go to Hawaii, again, they were like, gee, you go to Hawaii a lot. I was just like, oh, this is the second time. And they've all been to like Bali like 7 times. I'm just like, and then they're like, oh, you're so lucky to be like hanging out with Chrisma. I said, yeah, I'm the luckiest child in the world.
Oh, guys, I love this. I feel like if anyone listening can take anything from this episode, it's just to live from love and enjoy every little moment, because I feel like you two embody that so beautifully, and it really shines through every aspect of who you are, whether it's surfing, on land, what you're doing to pass on to the next generation, incorporating your culture into everything. And honestly, I'm so grateful for the both of you coming onto the show. We have run out of time, unfortunately, but I've loved every single minute. One last thing from the both of you. Lehani, I'll start with you. What would you love to bring to the table for female surfing now that you're kind of really starting to get your career going? What would you love to kind of show the world that you've got going?
I just want to inspire everybody, and like I just want to be a great role model to like girls and boys. And yeah, I just want to show everybody like that. Yeah, I don't know. I just like really want to be like Carissa and like have heaps of fun like throughout the good and bad moments, and like find a positive in everything, and just yeah, lead with love, live with courage, and be authentic. Yeah, and be myself, of course. Yeah, like that's all I want to be. It's just be myself and have fun all the time.
You should never change, Lehani, because you're absolutely incredible, and I would be gutted if you ever did. Carissa, one last thing from you. You've been a part of such an incredible journey that is female surfing, and you've pushed it so far. You've allowed people like Lehani and myself to dream big and achieve goals because you were able to go and do it. And yeah, you've probably touched more people than you could ever even imagine. Like, you've never even met me, and you've touched me in so many different ways. And I would just love to know what you see for the future for female surfing, and where you'd like it to go.
I've been kind of like more low-hat. I don't really know where it's going to go, which is actually super beautiful. Like, I didn't really think that female surfing would be where it is today. I didn't really think that women would be charging huge barrels at Waves of Consequence and doing these massive airs and wave pools and in the ocean. And like, it's really just blown my mind, and really kind of, for me, like the ceiling is limitless. So I'm excited. I think there's just going to be more expression on waves and more beauty and grace and flow and the way that women ride. I think more confidence in the way that, you know, they approach wave riding. And then I think in the competitive realm, it's going to just get more competitive because just the level keeps rising and more women are at that like really top level. So it's, I think it's just, it's super, and it's super exciting time to be a female in surfing, a female in sport, and a female in today's world. I think you just see women empowering women, you know, every other day someone's doing something cool. And I think that inspires us to be like, yes, I can too, you know? And yeah, more women are paving the way and trailblazing and doing something new and exciting. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like, but I can't wait to see. And Leigh's going to be leading that charge.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, both of you inspire me so much. And this is what I want out of this podcast. I want people to walk away feeling like, A, like they know you guys better, but B, feeling like they can go and conquer the world after a 45-minute podcast episode. So thank you both so much for coming on, telling your stories, sharing your culture, and sharing your beautiful friendship that you guys have. I feel really lucky to be able to talk to you. So thanks so much for coming on, guys.
Thank you so much for having me, Jess.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. If that doesn't make you feel the love, I really don't know what will. What an incredible relationship that those two have with each other, and such a unique one, but one that I think is going to last for years. And both of them are such an inspiration, and I think we can all really draw from what Carissa and Leihani live from. They live from love, and that is all you can do. Guys, we do have the She's Electric Final Five, the top five they are selected. We're going to have a camp run here this weekend at the Hyundai HPC, the High Performance Center. The finalist and the winner is going to be chosen at the Surfing Australia Awards night. So tune into the socials to know who is going to be this year's She's Electric champion. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. I'll see you for the next episode. Bye.
Ever been hooked from the first wave? Or given a pathway to shine? Have you ever found your tribe amongst the noise? Or sacrificed to stand out amongst your peers? Ever felt support that gives you the strength to keep going? Or paddled into the unimaginable? Ever met a generation that knows no bounds? Now you can.